I'm Stephanie Trefzer, WRPR News. Violence and sexual assault have become one of the biggest issues in colleges and universities nationwide, and in more cases, heavily affecting the music industry and the artists who inhabit it. Kesha Rose Siebert, known also as Kesha, is a 29-year-old singer who was signed to producer Dr. Luke in 2005 at age 18. Since then, she has strived for nothing but success. But Kesha has also been facing that the man that she claims sexually, physically, verbally, and emotionally abused her for an entire decade actually happened to be her music producer, Dr. Luke. The singer has filed a lawsuit claiming the producer abused her since the signing on with him at the age of 18. In the documents, Kesha claims Dr. Luke made repeated sexual advances toward her. She claims he would force her to use drugs and alcohol to curb her defenses. TMZ was the first to claim these reports. To localize and find responses for the alleged sexual violence against Kesha, I looked to Nicholas Librero, a junior at Ramapo College who believes the culture of campus has changed since the many reports nationwide. So, having heard about the sexual assaults Kesha has brought into light via the media, how can you connect this to the sexual assaults in any college or university?
Taking it an aspect of Ramapo College itself, especially with the current things that we're doing with Green Dot and Red Dot to ensure that if anyone were to experience sexual assault, I feel as if Kesha bringing this to light shows that more younger females and males should be taking an approach to get the help that they need, because most people are hidden behind bars, they really feel uncomfortable speaking about the situation, and now that a celebrity has come out into the light, bringing it to the media, bringing it so into the famous world where a lot of people are going to know about it, I feel it's going to just start changing the way younger people are going about approaching to get the help that they truly need.
Having the case closed, it has been reported that Sony is dropping Dr. Luke prior to backlash over Kesha's sex abuse case, according to Business Insider. Although Kesha wins the case overall, the issue of sexual assault around college campuses doesn't seem to end. Public safety officials do what they can to keep colleges and universities connected and safe, but seemingly come off as the bad guys. As sexual assault becomes more and more publicized on social media, this year's Oscars demonstrated advocacy for survivors, helping them to come out and speak about their experience and get the help that they need. Introduced by Vice President Joe Biden, performer and phenomenon Lady Gaga performed her song Till It Happens to You, a song about violence and sexual assault through the eyes of a survivor. An emotional yet passionate piece, Gaga wrote the song to tell the world about her surviving of violence and sexual assault, used the song to communicate advocacy for survivors to come forward about their experiences. We learn more and more about the cases of sexual assault and violence. We need to understand that it can happen to anyone, by anyone, at any time. It is important for us to be accepting of those who are survivors and be their bystander. There are plenty of resources out there to become educated on bystander intervention, as well as hotlines for survivors if they need anonymous counseling. Let's help end violence and sexual assault. I'm Stephanie Trefzer, WRPR News.